small domestic miracles, from a sleeping baby to walking along the beach to a cup of tea, are enjoyed in words and pictures in a book called Bordering on the Miraculous. Saskia Leake and Lindy Ed Meads have worked on the fourth in the Corridor series, helmed by writer Lloyd Jones. He brings together artists and writers to collaborate on books that blend words and art. Saskia explains that initially she'd been paired with Bill Menhire.
I'd done a painting about one of his poems a long time ago, 20 years ago. So we started together, but then COVID happened, and after the first lockdown, he decided to pull out. He had too many commitments, and I think everybody was reassessing what they were doing at that time. So I'd kind of worked out that perhaps I wanted to do the monoprints, but theme-wise, we hadn't got very far. I mean, Lloyd Jones actually started us off by giving us a few phrases that we might choose to work from, which is where miracles came from. Lindley and I took that on later.
It's a great word, isn't it? It's a great phrase, miracles, miraculous. Lindley, what attracted you to the project?
Well, initially, I think I was attracted to Saskia's work. I've long been an admirer of her work, and so when she contacted me, it was a bit of a no-brainer. But it was partly also the shape of the project, or the scope of it. Saskia kind of proposed it to me as it didn't have to take up too much space. And when she contacted me, I had a six-month-old baby, and so I had very little space for anything much. So it was very attractive on a number of levels.
Because this is, and I'd have to say, a beautiful harmony of image and words, are some of these words followed by images, and some of these images then, Lindley, which you responded to? I think you had some of the images already done, didn't you, Saskia?
Yeah, I'd started, but I guess when Lloyd first approached me and he pitched it as an adult picture book that involved, you know, 46 illustrations, and I'm generally quite a slow worker with my paintings, you know, I'll work on things over months, so 46 images sounded very daunting to me, and I knew I had to find a way of working that was a lot quicker. So it was very preliminary when I approached Lindley, and then I just worked out sort of how to do these monoprints and make a lot of images very fast.
So Lindley, you had some images to work with. Did that help you as you were starting to create your own thoughts, find your own words around this idea of miracles?
Yeah, definitely. It was a great starting point, actually. I think mainly because of my frame of mind at the time, it was so good to have something outside of myself to look at and to kind of meditate on. And I was so taken with the kind of sensual aspect of the paintings. Like Saskia would give me this box of work, and I'd open the box and this lovely smell of paint would fill the room, and there was just the texture of the paper, and it was kind of a physical experience too at that time. And so we knew early on that we didn't want it to be descriptive, so I would kind of try to spend time with the pictures but also try and be in the space where I was. So often you might notice in the poems there's some description of a space outside of the painting, and then it might merge abstractly with the colours or the motifs that are coming through in the paintings as well.
So I have one of the works where there's a beautiful, brightly coloured backdrop and a mug right there in black, very obvious. And then in the poem, it's got to sip from the cup is both to squander and to perfume deeply the rinse of drying paint on this drying moment. So you have something quite direct. And as you say, other times they are, I wouldn't say unrelated, but much more adrift. I mean, how have you found the process, Saskia?
Yeah, I mean, it was helpful for me in general, I think, to, you know, to be working in this way where I wasn't thinking very much about things, and everything was much looser. And one thing I'm really happy with is I think that the images leave a lot of space for the poems, you know, and I think they work in terms of maybe suggesting some kind of fleeting moment There's sort of a lightness and movement about the, you know, the brush strokes you can see.
Saskia, with the colour palette with this, there's a lot of yellow, you know, which is such a joyous, happy colour. What are the kind of the emotions that you're exploring in this book?
I try not to use yellow, but I always end up with yellow. I'm not sure what that is. Vincent O'Sullivan, when he launched the book, described it as happy, which to me is a little bit ironic because during the process of the book, my father had a stroke, my mother died, and I had a cancer diagnosis. So it wasn't the best couple of years for me, but I think maybe it's like a affirmation of life just rolling along or something. So that maybe that happiness came out in some kind of way, unexpected.
The word miracle is, I mean, as Saskia was saying, this has been seen as a happy book because it has lots of yellow, and there's something in the word miracle that is a happy word. But what was your approach to this? What were the sort of thoughts that you found yourself writing down as you were working on this?
I guess if there's one word that I kind of cling to when I think about it is process. Very much trying to capture the process. And Saskia and I spent a lot of time talking about our individual processes and trying to work in that way that we were working quickly and not spending a lot of time refining. And I did the same thing with the poems. I didn't sit and edit them for hours and hours, which I would normally do. I simply gave them over to Saskia. So I wanted to see what would happen if I just let it out rather than trying to complete it or make it final. So I guess it was more about the kind of messiness of life, which kind of mirrored the situation I was in, and then I didn't have that much time and space. And life was quite messy, and that it was quite important to me that was part of the book.
You've become a mum, hadn't you, I think? And I think there are references to babies throughout the collection.
I mean, it's a cliche, but that's the ultimate miracle. But really, the miracle wasn't the child. The miracle was everything else. You know, the miracle was that we could get out of bed in the morning, or that we got the washing on the line, or that I even sat down to write a poem. You know, that felt like a huge miracle a lot of the time. It was looking at the cup on the bench. All the stuff of life, I think, that kind of became the border of the miracle, hence the title.
Did you find yourself trying new things, writing about new things, experimenting through this collaboration? I could have asked Saskia the same thing in terms of how different it was for her and her artistic practice.
Yeah, it was quite different. And trying to be really playful, I guess, which was partly in tune with what Saskia was doing and the practice that we were both kind of embarking on. Yesterday the air was pregnant with pores, but there were no clean cups for tea. The mother had only one piece of toast because she forgot to ask for more. She looked around the room for language out of which her feelings could be formed, tried to focus on the objects at hand. Thus the oranges were again the centre of attention, while the banana tried to fade into the green and un-banana background.
Did you and Lily know each other?
Yes, we did. Not as well as we do now, I guess. But yeah, well, I knew of Lindley and Lindley's work.
Both being in Dunedin was pretty good.
Yes. It made it very easy to swap work back and forth.
I mean, I was talking before to Lindley about, you know, looking at the drawings and responding. But what about you when you were reading what Lindley wrote? Were there any of her poems that excited you to want to respond to the words, you know, because it feels like this is a two-way process?
Yeah, it totally was a two-way process. And I think it's kind of hard to distinguish, you know, what came first sometimes. If it had been a straight illustration process, I think I would have come up with something a lot more literal and lost kind of an openness.
Lindley Edmeads and Saskia Leek, Bordering on Reculus, is published by Massey University Press.